भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जाय मुदीरे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम द फर्स्ट कैंट ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम एंटाइटल्ड द क्रिएशन Chapter number 9, The Passing Away of Bhishma Deva. Text number 28. Dharma, Artha, Kama, Mokshan, Cha, Sahopayan, Yatha, Mune, Nana, Akhyan, इतिहासेषु वर्णयामास तत्वविद् धर्मार्थ काम मोक्षांश्च सहोपायान् यथा मुने नानाख्यानेतिहासेषु वर्णयामास्तत्वविद् धर्मार्थ काम मोक्षांश्च सहोपायान् यथा मुने नानाख्यानेतिहासेषु वर्णयामास तत्वविद् धर्मार्थ काम मोक्षांश्च सहोपायान् यथा मुने नानाख्यानेतिहासेषु वर्णयामास तत्त्ववेत्। प्लीज चैंट। वर्णयामास तत्त्ववित् कर्मार्थ काम मोक्षांश्च सहोपायान् यथा मुने वर्णयामास तत्त्ववित् धर्मार्थ काम मोक्षांश्च नानाख्यानेतिहासेषु
वर्णयामास तत्त्ववित् धर्मार्थ काम मोक्षांश्च వర్ణయామాస తత్వవిద్ హామాస తత్వవిత్
మాతాజీ
ధర్మార్థ కామ మోక్షాంశ సోపాయాన్యథా ముని నానాఖ్యానేతిహాసేషు కామమోక్షాంశ సహోపాయాన్యథా మునే నానాఖ్యానే ఇతిహాసేషు సతత్వవిత్ ధర్మ ఆక్యుపేషనల్ డ్యూటీస్ అర్థ economic development, kama, fulfillment of desires, mokshan, ultimate salvation, cha, and, saha, along with, upayan, means, yatha, as it is, mune, O sage, nana, various, akhyana, by recitation of historical narrations, itihaseshu, in the histories, varnayam asa, described, tatvavit, one who knows the truth. Translation and purport by Jagatguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The translation. Then he described the occupational duties of different orders and statuses of life, citing instances from history. For he was himself well acquainted with the truth. The purport by Prabhupada. Incidents mentioned in the Vedic literatures such as the Puranas, Mahabharata and Ramayana are factual historical narrations that took place sometime in the past, although not in any chronological order. Such historical facts, being instructive for ordinary men, were assorted without chronological reference. Besides that, they happen on different planets, nay, in different universes, and thus the description of the narrations is sometimes measured by three dimensions. We are simply concerned with the instructive lessons of such incidents, even though they are not in order by our limited range of understanding. Bhishma Dev described such narrations before Maharaj Yudhishthir in reply to his different questions. Omadnan Timirandas Nana Jana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militamena Tasme Shri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayham Dadati Swapadantikam Vande Aham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ నమ ఓం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామే నితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవి గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే. So these are very beautiful series of verses by Bhishmadev, and he further describes a lot of beautiful knowledge, and he's imparting that to the future king, the upcoming, the next king. So before I begin, I would beg for the mercy and the blessings of all the senior Vaishnavas, senior Prabhupada disciples, and all the devotees who are assembled here, so I can speak something for my own purification. Here we see that Bhishma Dev, he is on his deathbed. He can, his body has so many arrows that not even once, you cannot even put a finger. There is not any space, completely filled with arrows, so much pain. And still he is imparting knowledge. He is, taking the position of a guru, and he is imparting all the knowledge to Yudhishthir, because that has been his dream, that he wants to see a very righteous, a very powerful and righteous king. He should come and sit on the throne of Hastinapur so that he can retire. All his life he has been waiting, and now his desire is being fulfilled. Actually, Krishna told all the Pandavas that you should dress very royally, very opulent before you come in front of Bhishma Dev, because he will feel very happy. Even though that scene, that incident, actually it's like a death scene, and no one likes to, dress very opulent. No one likes to wear new sari or, new kurta for some such incident. People like to dress as simple as possible. But Krishna said that you should dress as royal as possible, because Bhishma Dev will be very happy to see that Yudhishthir is going to become the next king. So Krishna is fulfilling the desire of Bhishma Dev. And in reciprocation, Bhishma Dev, who is a Mahajan, who is very great devotee, he is fulfilling the desire of Krishna, that even at the time of death, Bhishma Dev did not say that this all knowledge you can receive from Krishna, because this all knowledge, whatever I am giving you, it can also be given to you by Krishna. But he knows that it is Krishna's desire that Bhishma Dev should give this knowledge, because he is Tattvavit, one who knows the truth. So Bhishma Dev has been described as Tattvavit. He knows the truth, and he knows the itihasas, different historical narrations. And that's why it is also Krishna's desire that he should impart the knowledge. And he is fulfilling the desire of Lord Shri Krishna. So one very important lesson is that even at the time of death, he is not asking for a leave, Please Krishna, excuse me. At least I don't want to perform this service. I am in pain. He is not saying that. He can say that actually, because all the life he has served Krishna. So anyone can say that, please, one day vacation. But he is not saying that. He is in that pain giving all the knowledge, and he is looking at the beautiful, glorious face of Lord Shri Krishna, and all his pain has been taken away. There is no pain in his body, because a pure Vaishnava, even though he resides in the material body, at the same time he doesn't reside in the material body. Like Srila Prabhupada, one time he was, when he was in very much pain, when towards his last days. You know, many devotees had tears in their eyes looking at Prabhupada. He was very, you know, apparently his body was very weak. You know, practically there were only bones in the body. Actually, Prabhupada was very, very, you know, thin. And devotees thought that, Prabhupada, you must be in so much pain. And that time Prabhupada said that you cannot imagine the kind of pain I have. You cannot even imagine. But because I am constantly remembering Krishna, the pain is not felt by the pure devotee. How to understand this? There is one example that is given. The coconut, you know, the coconut when it is very wet, that time the actual inside part is connected with the crust. And if you move, you know, it is connected. But as the coconut gets dry, what happens is the inside part of the coconut, it gets completely separated from the crust. And if you, you know, move it, you can hear the sound. The same way the soul, when it becomes completely pure, it is completely disconnected from, it gets aloof from the external material environment. So that's why there is pain, at the same time there is no pain. And Srila Prabhupada, he practically demonstrated by his own example that even at that time he was always, you know, he had a microphone and he used to translate. He was still giving the purports, and those, you know, whatever he was recording, they became the purports in like the last, the 12th, 13th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. So even in that condition, Srila Prabhupada is giving the knowledge to all the disciples, to all the future generations of the devotees. In that pain, just like Bhishma Dev is giving the knowledge to Yudhishthir. Now, this is also one very important point here, is he is giving the knowledge about the previous verse which Archita Prabhu gave class, very amazing class that he gave on Saturday. The translation of that is he explained the divisions, acts of charity, the pragmatic activities of a king, activities for salvation. Then he described the duties of woman and devotees, both briefly and extensively. So he is explaining different varieties of dharma. He is explaining, you know, kshatra dharma, that is the duties of the king. He even describes three dharma, the, you know, duties of a woman. Now, anybody may ask, in such a condition of life, why Bhishma Dev has to talk about, you know, the duties of woman to Yudhishthir, who is not a woman? What is the reason that he is explaining itihasas and, you know, all the dharma, artha, kama, moksha? Because he is going to be the king, he has to deal with all these varieties of classes of the society. So he is making sure that the next king knows all the different varieties of knowledge. And he even is talking about historical narrations, Ramayana, Mahabharata, Puranas. So he is giving all type of knowledge, because knowledge is very important. All type of knowledge is very important, and that can help at any walk of life. You know, especially now today's words, if we focus dharma, artha, kama and moksha, they are called as the four purusharthas. You know, in the Vedic tradition of life, where there is varnashram system, this dharma, artha, kama and moksha, they are very prominent pillars of one's life. Dharma means living in the harmony of living with the harmony with God. That means, you know, those days the child was sent to Gurukul. He was sent to the house of a guru, and the guru would give the knowledge. And that was the beginning of life with dharma, the knowledge. You know, these students at very young age would hear about Ramayana, Mahabharata and all these historical narrations, and they would understand that how they should live their life in the future. So those brahmacharis, they would, in the future, they had a choice to get married or to just stay as brahmacharis. So those who remain brahmacharis for the rest of their lives, they are called Brihadvrata Brahmachari. They are, you know, they have taken an ardent vow that they will become, they will remain brahmacharis and will never get married. But there is also the second class of those students who would decide to get married. They are Upakurvan Brahmacharis. Like Krishna and Balaram, they went to the Sandipani Muni's ashram, but they were Upakurvan Brahmacharis. They wanted to get married because they were Kshatriyas and they had to rule. So, after that Dharma pillar, that is the beginning of life, the Dharma pillar of life has to be very strong. You know, once that pillar, that's like the base of the building of life. Once that is strong, then the life becomes very easy and the life becomes valuable. Then naturally, if someone wants to have a wife, then he has to also, you know, go into the next section, that is artha, economic development. He has to earn money and maintain the wife, maintain the family. And that artha, because this person has a very strong culture, he has already, you know, strengthened dharma aspect of life, artha was already purified. All the people those days, they would earn the livelihood, you know, with all the moral values. They were always thinking what is the right way of earning the livelihood. So economic development was not something that people would not, never cheat each other, would never take, you know, more than necessary. The profit, even a businessman would not take more profit than that is suitable. And then the next pillar is karma. Now, the karma means fulfillment of desires. Everyone has come to the material world for, because of the desires. So the desires are very natural for everyone. There must be so many desires, and actually it is said that the body that you have received is just the sum total of your previous desires and past karma. So naturally there are so many desires, so, you know, there is also a facility given that you can have that karma aspect, that fulfillment of material desires in the grihastha life, you know, there in terms of regulations, rules and regulations, sense gratification is also allowed. Like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, dharma aviruddha bhuteshu kamosmi bharatarshava. Like sex life is also allowed in the married life, and also there are, you know, some material desires that can be fulfilled. So dharma, artha, kama and moksha. So in the Vedic tradition, at the age of 50, it is supposed that one should begin the moksha aspect of one's life. Panchasho urdhvam vanam vrajet. So it is said that after the age of 50, one should leave the house and go to the forest. You know, one should leave the grihastha ashram and go to the next ashram, that is vanaprastha ashram. One should not stay in home and, you know, just be like Prabhupada, he writes in one of the purports that one should not stay in home even at old age and be like old ox. Like an ox, he was very useful when he was young and he used to work hard and toil hard, bring, was useful. Just like that, when you are young, you can work for the family and you get, you know, the livelihood, you earn money and everything. But when you are old, you are like old ox. Like, you know, you used to work hard, but right now you are useless in one sense. So naturally the family members won't respect you as much. So that's why Vedic culture is one should go to a holy place. after age of 50. At least one should go to a temple. Like we have New Dwarka community, so many nice devotees. There is always, you know, different aartis every time in the temple. So many festivals. You're constantly engaged in devotional service. And that's why one should take shelter of such a place where your Krishna consciousness can be taken care. Moksha Stambha. So that is like the Vedic aspect, and Srila Prabhupada's, you know, aspect in Srimad Bhagavatam, that is much, you know, the same, but that is much deep. Like Srila Prabhupada, he mentions in 1.2.9 Srimad Bhagavatam, Dharmasya hi apavargasya nartho arthaya upakalpate nartasya dharmaikantasya kamo labhaya hi smritaha. Srila Prabhupada's translation, all occupational engagements are certainly meant for ultimate liberation. They should never be performed for material gain. Furthermore, according to sages, one who is engaged in the ultimate occupational service should never use material gain to cultivate sense gratification. So Srimad Bhagavatam has the highest knowledge, even in terms of dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Srimad Bhagavatam, it says in about dharma, Vasudeva paro dharma. The real religion is only the satisfaction of Vasudeva, that is Dwarkadesh Krishna. That is the real religion. Vasudeva para Veda, Vasudeva para Makha, Vasudeva para Yoga, Vasudeva para Makha, no Kriya. There's like eight different sutras given in Bhagavatam. That means you completely accept and take shelter of Krishna. That means, just like Arjuna, he did on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Arjuna was so much bewildered. But he did not run away to Bhishma Dev, or he did not run away to his elder brothers. What he did is, he took shelter of Krishna. That is very important, the acceptance of God in our life. And then what he did is, finally, you know, at the end, he said, Karishye Vachanam Tava. Whatever you have told me, I will do. And he says, he actually, you know, he says that if you want to me to fight with, you know, Bhishma Dev, I'll fight. If you want me to fight with Drona, I will fight. Whatever you say, Krishna, I'm completely your shishyas teham. He said that I'm completely surrendered to you and I will do whatever you say. So that is called complete acceptance of God in one's life. Just like, and also he gave his chariot to Krishna. That means he has no control over the chariot. Now, if Krishna decides that, okay, now I'm going to move the chariot and I'm going to place it in front of Bhishma. So Arjuna has no choice, because the rope of the chariot is in the hands of Krishna. So that is very important and significant for all the devotees, that we should also give the ropes of the chariot of our life in the hands of Krishna, in the hands of Guru. That's very important. And how that can happen is by surrender. For especially the surrender, the real surrender for a disciple, for a devotee, is how he follows the instructions of the spiritual master. That is the real surrender. There is no point of that saying that I am completely surrendered to Krishna, you know, I have nothing in my control. But at the same time, you are not following the instructions of the spiritual master. Then that is not the real surrender. Real surrender means you follow the instructions. You are completely obedient to the spiritual master. That is called acceptance. That is the real dharma. And artha, the economic development in Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada, he has many, many conversations about this. Because whenever Srila Prabhupada would go to different people and ask for, you know, some charity for starting a new project, starting a new temple, many people would say, Swamiji, you are a sannyasi. Why do you need artha? Why do you need any type of money or wealth? But Srila Prabhupada would say that the real purpose of Lakshmi, that is wealth, is to engage her in the service of Narayan. So actually artha is supposed to be constantly with dharma. That is the actual, the real purpose of artha. And Prabhupada said that in the mode of yukta vairagya, one should constantly utilize the wealth in the service of Krishna. Because Lakshmi is the property of Narayan. So the same way, one should always think this in mind. And whatever varna, whatever ashram you are in, one should be yukta vairagi. Kama aspect in Krishna consciousness is very unique as defined by Prabhupada. Is really wonderfully explained by Srila Prabhupada. Because kama usually means desires. And how can there be any desires? How can there be allowance for any desires? But Srila Prabhupada says that we do not have to give up any desires. Actually, the real purpose of bhakti is not to give up desires. Actually, it is to purify them. Like, you know, previously, some of you may be, you know, accustomed to eat burgers in some mundane restaurant. But now, after coming to Krishna consciousness, we eat Bhima burger in Govindas. So actually, the burger aspect is there in your lives, but it has been purified. We only accept what has been cooked by the devotees, and we only accept that which has been offered to Krishna. Previously, we used to associate with different materialistic person. You know, some of us, before coming to Krishna consciousness, we had so many, you know, materialistic friends. And materialistic friends meaning that balyavastha krida saktaha. In the childhood, you know, we were completely attached to different varieties of plays. Tarunavastha taruni saktaha. In the young age, you know, everyone is attached to the opposite sex. Always, you know, you see the young people, as soon as they hit the teenager, when they grow up, all their talks, they change from, you know, PlayStation games and all, they change it to, you know, about the opposite sex. They start to contemplate on that aspect. And vruddhavastha chinta grastaha. That's how the life goes on. As one becomes old, then if you happen to be in a group of old people, what do they discuss most of the times? What should I do now? You know, my knee pain is increasing. I don't know what will happen to me now. They're constantly in anxiety. That's the sign of old age, means chinta. Constantly in anxiety. But now, coming to Krishna consciousness, that entire existence, you know, that all the mentality changes. In Krishna consciousness, young children, you see, they are more than playing some, you know, mundane games. You find Krishna conscious children, they are playing, you know, Krishna conscious games. You know, sometimes they are doing dramas. One becomes Balaram, one becomes Krishna. Others become cowherd boys and they are performing some, you know, dramas. Or sometimes they perform their Rathayatra, like we had children's Rathayatra. The young people, they become brahmacharis. They become bhaktas in temple, like so many new bhaktas we have. And old people, they become teachers. They become, you know, Shiksha gurus. And instead of being chinta grastha, they become chinta mukta, because they have taken shelter of Krishna. And that's how all the material aspect changes in Krishna consciousness, because Krishna consciousness is the process of transformation. And moksha, the last aspect, Now we have camera here. You see those. This extent, the Kali Yuga has gone with so much degradation, right? So we were discussing moksha aspect. Moksha aspect for devotees never run behind moksha, that is liberation or salvation. Rather, moksha becomes a rightful claim for the devotees. Like Brahmaji, he explains that tatte anukampa sushamikshamana bhunjaname vatma kritam vipakam rudvak vapubhir vidadhan namaste jivet yo mukti pade sadayabhak. For a devotee who has served Krishna all their life, they have nothing to fear. They have constantly served Krishna all their life. So at the end of the life, Krishna is definitely going to take care of them. Because it's like if in the mundane world, a person gives some years of his life to a company. The company gives pension, retirement plan, everything. So if a mundane company can take care of their dependents like that, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who himself claims that his devotees are constantly taken care by him, he definitely picks them up from the ocean of miseries, the ocean of birth and death. So we can understand how these aspects, dharma, artha, kama and moksha, for a devotee, how they completely change. And for non-devotees, they are constantly in anxiety. Non-devotee means the degradation, they are constantly going down. The level keeps going down. Like, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Yamaraj says that whoever has never taken the name of Krishna, that person should be brought to me. Such a big... He's telling all his subordinates. He tells that whom should you bring to me so that I'll personally punish that rascal. So that he says that Jivha Navakti Bhagavat Gunanam Adheyam. The person whose tongue has never been utilized in taking the holy name of Krishna. Chetasyana Smarati Tat Charanaravindam. That person who has never ever utilized his mind in thinking about the glorious lotus face of Krishna. Krishnaya no namati chira ekadapi. And Krishna, the person who has never ever bowed down to Krishna even once. Tana dvayam asatam akrita Vishnu krityan. You bring all those asat rascal, all these people, you bring those to me and I will personally punish them. So what to speak of someone who comes and attacks, like we saw just now, someone coming and attacking a deity, or these incidents are very common, especially in India also. In India we always see these things. Sometimes someone comes, throws meat. In our village, one person threw, the bones of a cow on the deity. So these incidents, this is Kali Yuga, and constantly such things happen because the people's mentality is constantly going down. But like Yamaraj says, Tana Dvayam Asatam Akrita Vishnu Krityan. The person who has never ever engaged his mind, senses and the body in the service of Krishna. Such person should be brought in front of me and I will personally punish him. Yamaraj doesn't say that you take care of these people. He says, you bring them to me and I will personally punish such miscreants. So, such devotees, such, you know, these miscreants and all, they are constantly there and we just have to depend on Krishna. And the Krishna's agencies, like there is Kali or there is Durga, there is Yamaraj, they are constantly dealing with these type of miscreants. So, we'll stop here and if anybody has question, comments, yes, bro. Wow. Jai, that's literally, see. Naikatma Prabhu's announcement that this miscreant, whoever he was here and he was tried to attack, he has been taken care by the police. And it's Krishna's arrangement. See, the policeman was right there and he saw something happening and he must, you know, have come for the rescue of devotees. So Krishna takes care of his devotees in various forms. Sometimes he sends someone to protect the devotees. Sometimes he comes, he jumps himself, just like he came as Narasimha to protect Prahlad. Sometimes he sends his representatives. But as the devotees of Krishna, we should always be fearless and we should always be completely dependent on Krishna and his mercy. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any question? Do you have any question, bro? Kantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.